I think that makes me famous.
So, where were you? Started recording, like, just like 30 seconds ago.
What?
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. And this is... You already fucked it up.
You're mean.
Who is this?
Oh, your depressed sister.
This is my depressed sister, Teresa.
Everybody clap. Yay.
Well, they liked you on the last show, though. They thought you were funny.
Yeah, but I was getting drunk then.
Oh, no, but you just had poured a drink, though.
Yeah. I'm starting to get drunk.
So, I was talking to Teresa just like a couple minutes ago, and she's all depressed, and she said she didn't think the show would be good, but I told her that she was going to fucking do it anyway.
Thanks a lot.
Because I'm your older brother, and I tell you to.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's ever worked before.
Be the first time you get by with it.
Yeah, right.
You know I'm the boss.
Mama. 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 Yeah, let him go take a bath.
Then that's a damn big ass mess I gotta clean up.
But then you could talk on the podcast for 30 minutes without being interrupted. You want me to pause it so you can give him a bath real quick? Put him in the bathtub?
Damn.
Let me pause
He does need one. He was down there at his daddy's.
Oh, yeah, down at, what's his name? Shorty's?
Huh?
What's his name?
Curly and Beaver.
Curly and Beaver. And why are they called Curly and Beaver?
I don't know.
Why don't you tell everybody about their lovely house?
They ain't got roaches no more. That's a plus.
How'd they get rid of all the roaches?
Teddy sprayed the hell out of them.
Didn't you say at one point they had to hang stuff from the ceiling so the roaches couldn't get to it?
No, that was somebody from Teddy's passed a long time ago.
Oh,
this guy, this old man he used to take care of, he had a little black dog named Coco.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, he'd always get drunk off of wine, and he'd stay drunk for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd lay in the bed, and he'd shit on himself. So he'd holler for Coco to come lick his ass.
Did Coco do it?
Yes!
That is too funny. But he's also the same guy that hung stuff from his ceiling so the roaches wouldn't get to him.
No, not the roaches, the rats.
Oh my god.
He used to hang because he used to stay so cold in there.
Uh-huh.
And he would they'd go out and get groceries, and they would hang it up on the ceiling to keep the rats from coming to eat it. And one time they tried to get rid of them,
uh-huh.
rid of the rats, and so there was this old saying, you know, if you burn one or catch it on fire, it'd scare the other ones off.
Uh-huh.
So they caught one, and they burned it, of course. And he said that about, he said they ended up having more because they come to that one's funeral.
That is too funny.
So
anyway,
it didn't work.
Okay. Just to let everybody know, that's bath water that's running.
Oh, yeah. That's probably loud.
Yeah, I didn't put it on pause because you were telling the story.
that's when Teddy was young. That's when he was a teenager.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Just to let everyone know, Teddy is Teresa's husband.
Yep.
So, Wow, that was quiet. I said, now it's quiet now.
The what? Oh, got quiet. Turn the water off, duh.
So my sister has three of my nephews, and she takes care of them all day long, and she's going crazy.
Going crazy. I've been crazy.
You've been crazy, oh, for what, 9 or 10 years now?
Even before the first one come along. I must
Just
be to have keep having three boys.
so my sister is 27, getting ready to turn 28, right? I can never remember.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're 19 going on 20. Then
But
that
no, I can
means.
honestly say once I hit 29, I'm not getting no older. I'm not hitting 30.
Hey, I'm hitting 30 in 3 months, girl.
I know.
I'm getting kind of nervous.
I'm gonna stay 29 till the day I die.
Tell him that's not that funny.
What?
He's laughing in the background.
Who? Oh, Alex. He
Yeah.
was taking his trying to take his clothes off. Damn,
So.
I'm coming back in the bathroom and I'll have a damn flood in here on the floor.
Well, that's okay. We'll record
You
it. So, I wanted some of the
know I
list.
don't fuss at my kids.
Oh, yeah, right. Most of them probably heard the last show you were on. And
What?
I said most of them heard the last show you were on.
They
So.
wouldn't shut up.
They're kids. They're not supposed to.
When mommy is on the phone, they better shut up.
Or what else? Or what happens?
Do what?
Or what happens?
What happens? They don't shut up.
What happens if they don't shut up, though?
I tried to send them to their room. Or, for instance, tonight, they're taking a bath.
That's their punishment. But he wanted to
Mm-hmm.
take a bath. That's not a punishment.
No, they'll get their punishment when they get out and have water all in the floor.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait to record it. So I want to.
I don't believe in whippings.
You just believe in downright abuse. Like our parents.
Did somebody say social services?
I'm sure your children have never been whipped like we were whipped when we were kids.
Oh, no. No, that was beatings. That wasn't whippings.
Sometimes I think I should have been in the movie Mommy Dearest.
Oh, yeah. We've been locked up in the attic.
Right. That's flowers in the attick.
No, it wasn't.
Flowers in the attic was when the mom locked the kids up in the basement or up in the attic.
Oh, and poisoned them?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mommy
what movie are
Dearest
you
is
talking
about
about?
Mommy Dearest is about Joan Crawford. No more wire hangers.
Oh, God, it's loud.
Oh.
But I don't know what the hell you're talking about unless I've seen
Oh
that one.
my God, you have to see that movie. I'm not mad at you, Elga.
Well,
I'm
you
mad
ain't
at the
got no,
dirt.
you don't have no kids or nobody support, so buy the movie and send it to me.
You have cable. It's on it's on Turner Network all the time, TMC.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's the greatest. So I wanted some of the listeners to get to know us by stuff maybe from our childhood or stuff that you remember that we used to do and all that good stuff. So
Let's see. You pushed me down a flight of steps one time.
I tell the other part, bitch. Tell the other part, bitch.
I got up
Tell the
and
other
turned
part,
around
bitch. It's
and
because
started
you.
laughing at you. Quit splashing water.
Tell them why I pushed you down the stairs.
I don't know.
Because you broke my finger in the bathtub or something.
No, that was me. You sprained my
Oh.
finger.
Sorry.
Yeah, You were trying to look at yourself in the mirror to see how pretty you was, and you pushed me in the bathtub.
I was five. I didn't know I was gay then.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No, how about Mom told me she knew when the first time I was gay? Did I tell you this already? I don't know if I told you. Oh,
I don't think so.
Do you have to stay in the bathroom with him?
I'm sitting in here with him because they're splashing water all on the floor.
Oh, well.
I'm just getting ready to get... You know what really hurts is when you got is when you're sitting in the water and then they stand up and you have to pop them on the ass. That hurts. Because this stings my hand.
Well, let them play a little bit. Go away from them.
Are you going to come up here and clean the damn water out of my floor? Oh, oops. Hell, if it rots, I ain't worried about it. I'm moving.
Right. I like your attitude. So.
Yeah, you know what? That's another thing, because, you know, I'm moving to the next apartment.
Right.
And, of course, John, the boyfriend, was supposed to help me move.
Oh.
Well.
Did you want them to know about that?
What?
About John, the boyfriend, knowing
that
you have a husband.
It's a little bit too late now that I mentioned it.
Well, just to let everybody know, Teddy and Teresa were separated at one time, and now they're, like, kind of back together, but Teresa was also seeing a guy named John.
Let's see. Oh, anyway, so he was going to help me move.
Uh-huh.
And so when I went down there to talk to Teddy tonight, I was like, well, since John ain't going to help me move, I was like, you know, are you going to help me? And you know what he said?
Hell to the no.
He said, yeah, he told me no. I'm like, so.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess if they want me out of this apartment bad enough, they better get somebody to come help me move.
Right. So, I wanted to tell you about how Mom said she knew I was gay, like, when I was, like, 10 or something. Do you remember when Mom and Dad got us, like, audio cassettes for, like, our tape players?
Uh-huh.
And they got me Bon Jovi and they got you Madonna? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mom said she knew I was gay when I went into your room one night and stole your Madonna tape and put it in my tape player. Yeah, that's what she told me, that she first realized that there, I was different. She didn't say gay, she said different. And she said that when we performed that song, I think it was Cherish together, by Madonna, she was like, mm-hmm.
I was the badass. You were just the gay one.
Oh, my gosh. I have a confession for you.
What?
Hey, do you remember that time or the couple times that I would go into the bathroom and then you would go in to shave and you'd have no shaving cream?
Huh?
You know when I would be in the shower and I would come out and it'd be your turn and you'd go in and you didn't have any shaving cream, like it was all empty? Like for
no,
your legs?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Accusing me of, like, stealing your shaving cream? I was like, I did not. I did not.
What'd you do with it? Did you jack off with it?
Yes.
Ew! Gross! They might need soap. It's more slippery.
I tried.
You could have had more traction.
No, I tried soap, but it always, like, chapped my dick.
No, that's too much information for your sister. Whoa. Damn, now I'm going to drink up that shit. But I got to drink it. If I call you at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, don't be surprised.
Where's my lady Gillette?
You come to visit me again?
Uh-huh.
I ain't having no shaving cream.
Oh, don't worry. I don't use shaving cream anymore because I kind of learned my lesson when I rub myself raw with it. Does mom listen to the show?
No, she don't know
Okay,
about
good.
it. I ain't listening to it. I ain't listening to it no more either.
Yeah, right. You unsubscribed like 20 days ago or something, 20 years ago. You're like, I heard
What?
episode 3. What was the
No,
last episode you heard?
it wasn't.
What was the last episode you heard?
The last one that I
Oh
was
my God.
on.
You do know we're doing episode 61 right now, right?
Oh.
There's been
Well,
about,
then I was on 50.
15, maybe.
No, it wasn't. It was not. I just wanted to see what I sounded like on it. I
Yeah,
sound like a
right.
big hick.
You do sound like a big hick.
Sorry, you used to sound like it
I never
too.
did not. Oh, that was perfect English. I never did not.
What time it be down there in Florida?
What time it was? Yeah, I have to like here in Florida, the difference between Virginia and Florida, there is a lot of like ghetto people in Florida, and it was like ghetto people that I have never seen before in Virginia. So when I first got here, someone came up to me like, "What time it be?" And I'm like, "What?" Like, "What did you say?" And they're like, "What time it be?" And I was like, "Oh, what time is it?" It's time for me to go.
Did you ever fight a toboggan in Florida?
No. Shut up. That's not funny. I felt so retarded.
They
They
probably use
look.
those. They probably use those on the beaches with the
They looked at me like I was from another fucking country. Like, what the fuck? So, is there any childhood things that you remember or anything about me that you want to tell? You can spill the dirt if you want.
About what?
Anything. This show is open arms. It's about anything and everything.
Damn, I can't remember. Can't remember any good ones.
Come on, I know you have some back there in that dead brain of yours.
I'm a burnout, what can I say? At least for another 6 months, I can't do anything though.
Oh, yeah, because my sister's on probation
For
for
beating
beating her husband.
the No, that's not why we're separated.
Wow, I'm so proud. Almost everyone in my family's been to jail.
Hey, I haven't been to jail. They just took my fingerprints and my picture and sent me on my way.
What exactly did you do to your husband? You s
I come home one night late. I was at John's house. And he threatened to take the kids and wouldn't get out of my face, so I beat the shit out of him.
Oh, I thought you just slapped him one good time. And then he
No, I
called the
hit
police
him.
on him.
I beat the shit out of him. And he called the law on me. This man is like 200 and probably 250 pounds. And I'm not saying how much I weigh, but it's less than that. A whole lot less than
Let's make
that.
it a game. Listeners, call in to see what her weight is. If you get it right, we'll send you something.
They don't even know what it looked like.
206-984 foul.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you have to do. When we finish doing the show, you have to send me a picture of you so I can put it up on the website so people can see you.
I don't have a recent picture.
Well, send.
Not of a full body shot.
Well, you don't have to send a full body shot.
Well, they're not gonna be able to tell by looking at my face.
Yeah, they will, because it's fat enough.
Oh, And how much do you weigh?
Oh, I am loud and proud, 287.
Hmm. Yeah, right.
I am 287, and I'm not afraid to show my butt crack either.
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
Did you see it?
Mr. Hitchhiker.
Not that one. The one on the website for Foul Monkeys.
You, isn't that the one that was signed?
Yeah.
No. Alrighty.
Did you see my butt crack? Did you see it signed?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
What did you think about it? It was hot, wasn't it?
No, not something that I wanted to see. It'd been the same if I sent you a picture of my boobs or something.
Yeah, do that and we'll put it on the website.
No!
Titty Teresa.
I don't think so.
Teresa's tatas. Guess the size.
I am a proud 38C. And they're real.
Yeah, real saggy.
Hey, I've had three kids. What can you say? Boys! Oh my god.
No, don't go in there yet. They're not done. We still have 10 minutes.
Damn,
left.
I want to put my damn rugs in the dryer. Bella, you put more shampoo in there? It's an awful lot of soap suds. Oh my god, my floor is soaked.
Well, it's okay. Get out. Step out of the bathroom.
No. I even put a towel down. It didn't do no good either.
Well, give him a whipping on air now.
The baby ain't old enough for whippings.
Oh. But Philip is?
No, that would be child abuse, because he's only 17 months.
So, I know there has to be something in the back of that head that you remember about when we were kids.
I don't know.
Or anything about mom and dad, like our family, anything you could share.
The barrel story. Now that was child abuse.
Yes, it was.
We had to go pick our own switch.
So let the listeners know what happened. You got to tell them.
Well, it was like a big, it wasn't a trash barrel. What was it?
I don't know. It was like a cardboard barrel, but it had metal bottoms to it.
Yeah, and us and some kids in the neighborhood.
In the trailer park.
Hey, we lived in a house.
We lived in a house, but we lived at a trailer park. Oh my gosh, I can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Well, I'm sorry. I gotta get them out. Come on. Yeah, it's time to get out. You can take a shower, take a bath in the floor. Come on. Put the toys up.
So anyway, we were in this barrel.
And I wasn't going to get in it because I was kind of scared. But then this girl, she's like, come on, get in. I'll give you a piece of candy.
Was it Tony or Beth? Do you remember? Or was it Kim?
I don't know. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of them. And so, of course, I was the one in it when we got caught.
But you got to tell them what we were doing. We were going down a hill going into a road.
Not the main road, the trailer park road. And Dad was asleep or something, or he come home and called us.
No, he was driving and he caught us.
Huh?
He was driving up the road and he caught us.
Oh.
But the thing is that we tried to hide. We tried to try hide the barrel, like we weren't doing it, and he saw us do it.
He caught me in it.
Yeah.
So, my first time in it, and everybody had already went 10, 20 times, and but we got the shit beat out of us, and then we had these big pine trees in the backyard.
Wait a minute, all of our friends were around us. He made us go pick our own switch. And then he whipped us with the switch in front of all of our friends. And then said, go pick up the trash in the yard.
Come on, get him up. And, so we had to go pick the... We had to go pick the trash up, and I think we had to pick up cigarette butts, too. You know, they were chain smokers then, too.
Right.
We had a lot of cigarette butts to pick up.
We sure did. Remember we had that garden beside our house, and they'd have us go pick shit out of it?
Oh, I wouldn't go because of snakes.
We were like fucking slave green bean pickers.
Don't be peeing in the floor. Quit.
Yeah.
You know when you get out of the shower and you're all cold?
Right.
Well, a 17-month-old baby don't know. Not to pee in the floor.
You should have told him to pee on your foot.
I've been pissed in my face and everywhere. That's a bad part about having boys.
Well, I'll never get to have a niece with you, huh?
I ain't having no more damn kids.
I gotta wait on Destiny and Corey. Destiny is our other sister and Corey's our brother. We really haven't mentioned them, but...
me and Cole.
No, we don't talk to them. They're too good for us.
Well, the reason they're too good for us is because they were my dad's and stepmom's children together. So my stepmother always raised them on a pedestal that they were so much better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mom was a whore. That's what she always said, Wendy.
Listen. What'd you say, Philip?
Faggot.
What'd you say? You what?
Faggot.
He said, I fought it, Mama.
Can you believe I haven't been recording at all? I forgot to hit record.
You're lying.
No, I forgot.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, without.
How can you tell?
Because you would be cussing if you didn't hit record.
So did you ever think I'd be a famous podcast star? Did you ever think I would be a famous podcast star?
No, I didn't ever think you'd be gay either.
It wasn't obvious?
What?
It wasn't obvious?
Is it obvious?
No, I said it was not obvious that I was gay.
Yeah, I think I always knew, but I don't know. But I remember I cried when you told me.
I know. I was like, wait, bitch, I should be crying. And you're like, you've released a big burden off my shoulders. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? I'm gay.
When you finally told me, and I guess it just, you know, when it hit me, I was like, damn, I can't believe he's gay. You know how, I told you how I found out though, right?
How?
Before you even told me. You remember when me and my first husband, Ricky, were together?
Oh, yeah.
And we took your car to, because it had something in the tire, a nail in the tire, and we had to go get it out or something. We took your car.
Uh-huh.
And your journal was in there.
Oh, you bitch.
Your journal was in there on the floor. That's how I found out.
What did you learn in there? Did I do anything nasty?
No, I didn't read it all. I just glanced through it.
Yeah, then, right.
I swear. And then it was something in there about some guy or something, and that's when I was like, oh, yeah, he's gay.
Well, Teresa's first husband was named Ricky, and that's who one of my nephews is from. But I want to tell him about CW.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Let's talk about CW.
No.
Tell them
That's
about
embarrassing.
Tell them about CW. And you got to tell them why you got the CW. And what CW
well,
is.
That would have to be the first sentence anyway.
Tell them.
Of why.
Tell them what happened.
My first husband was not average.
Is that above or below not
below,
average?
Below average.
Okay.
So we had, we found, I don't know, we found this magazine one time, and it had, like, sex toys in it, and there was this thing called CW, which is Cyber Weenie.
Cyber Weenie! And how did it work? Tell them how it worked.
I don't know. You put it over top of your real weenie, if that's what you want to call his. Quit, fella. And it added 6 more inches.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, that's so funny.
No, maybe it was 5. I think it added 5.
So it was a total of, what, 6?
Maybe 6.5. I was deprived for 4 years.
Not without the cyber weenie. You had the cyber weenie, you were okay.
That didn't happen until the end of the marriage.
Like, did you guys ever have sex after the, like, regular sex after the cyber weenie arrived?
Very rarely.
So, like, when he came, did it, like, come inside the cyber weenie?
No, he took it off real quick.
And then stuck it back in? Cyber weenie! And my sister and him would always talk about CW in front of me, but I had no idea what they were talking about.
What did you say, when I first showed it to you, what did you say?
I
remember you asked something.
I said, ooh.
And I had it in my hand, and I said, feel this. That's what it was. And you kept saying, what is it? And I was like, just feel it.
And then you fucking told me, you bitch.
Oh, you know you wanted it.
Oh, yeah, I wanted a cyber when you've been in my sister's puss. That's exactly what I wanted.
You know what did
I was
disappear?
Like,
what
I was
happened
like,
to it?
I was like, this is gross. And you were like, what? It's me. And I was like, ew, it's been up your puss. And you're like, and what? I'm your sister. And I'm like, ew, it smells like fish.
That did not happen. You lie.
Yeah, it did. I remember.
Oh, whatever.
All right, so the show is at 34 minutes. Is there anything else you want to say, Teresa? Teresa?
Would you, Latrice?
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Latrice?
That is mean.
Do it in one word.
I beat the shit out of that black girl. And you know, I was taken up for you to beat her.
Why were you taken up for me?
Because she was picking on you or something and doing something to you. And I remember
she was just
on the bus.
Jealous. She was just jealous because my braided curl top hair was better than hers.
You saying you had nappy hair?
All right, so
I took up for you. I always took up for you. And you were older. You were supposed to take up for your sister.
I did.
Yeah.
Remember that time that guy tried to kidnap you and I jerked his arm off?
No, that's not true. You could take one look at me and they knew I was mean. They wouldn't take my ass.
They didn't take you because you're ugly.
Well, it runs in the family, don't it?
All right, so I want to remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
And I'm going to send some pictures
okay.
of me and Ricky when we were little.
Yes. Do it. Send them to me. But you have to do it like right when you get off the phone because I'm going to put the show up. I want to remind everyone to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. If you have any questions you want to ask my sister for the next time she's on, make sure you email us. You can also dial us at 206. 206. Okay. 206-984-FOUL. You can
not
also
what Alex just said.
You can also join the podcast for free through iTunes. Just do a search for Foul Monkeys and subscribe. It's free.
Or you can call Teresa at 540.
And let her tell you how much of a slut you are. Or how much of a slut she is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that runs in the family, too. Oh,
you better stop talking about mom like that. So, I also want to remind everybody, go to MySpace. Gay's okay. The best listener ever, Mike, is doing our MySpace page. He's the fucking bomb. Go comment on it and tell him how great it is. So, this is episode 61 of Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky and my lovely sister, Latresa. Latresa Ruthasia Bertinano. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners before you go? You have 1 minute.
Thanks for having me on.
Is that all?
Yeah. What else am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to say, fuck you, bitches.
Fuck you, bitches.
Say it like a Valley Girl now.
What?
Say it like a Valley Girl.
I don't know how to do that. I ain't no damn Valley Girl.
You can do it. Do it.
No, I can't.
Do it like like Kelly shiz.
$300.
Okay, we gotta go. You suck. Tell everyone bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.